Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have tuned in this morning, and I hope the topic that we're talking about, that I will get some feedback on the air this morning. And our topic this morning is going to be God's divine order, knowing what God's divine order is in the Word of God. But before we go into it, we're going to say a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for everyone, dear Heavenly Father, that has tuned in to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry today, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, bless every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. As I break the word down, dear Heavenly Father, which you have given me, dear Heavenly Father, I'm asking you, let it be able to help someone listening in, whether it's morning, noon, or night, dear Heavenly Father, that would help them in their walk, to draw them closer to you, dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' precious name, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is God's divine order. And as we go to the Word of God, and as we go to the Scripture reading, this is God's divine order, in the order that He has given us through the Word of God. And we have five divine orders through God. First is God, marriage, family, church, the ministry, in church, government. And we're going to talk a little about that this morning on God's divine order. So many times we want to do our own agenda. We want to take everything and run off on our own. But we must realize God had a divine purpose for us. When He created us, He had a divine order to how things should go about and what we should do. So today we're going to talk a little bit on divine order. And I'll start off with, this is God's divine plan. This is the plan God had for our life. The plan, the plain and simple. When you mix these up and you've got major problems. When you mix up the plan, and the simple. And how many times have we done that? Have we come in and just mixed up things have God have instructed us to do, but we went on our own and started doing things without the divine order from God? Before God ever created the church, He created the family. He created Adam and Eve first. Before God ever created the family, He created the marriage. He say He made man, one man for man. But a lot of people have it all mixed up. before God created anything, he was God. It is so critical for you to understand God's divine order. So many people have destroyed their own lives because they didn't understand God's divine order. I sure hope someone's listening today. It could save your life. It could save your marriage if you are married. What does all this mean? Well, I'll get right to the heart of the matter. Many people make the mistake of placing the church before their family. I love the church. Don't get me wrong. I am not trying to diminish the church. I am simply saying that the church should never come before your family. And the reason I say that, I am simply saying that the family should never come before your marriage. I am simply saying that your marriage should never come before God. God is first. Many wives place their families before their husbands. This is not good. Many marriages have been destroyed by a meddling mother-in-law. The same is true of the husband. Your wife married you, not your mother. Tell your mother to kindly mind her own business. As you go through ministry, you see men and women, husband and wives coming in, talking about their marriage, how things are breaking down the marriage, breaking down the family. Many marriages have been destroyed by people at church. I so often see that. It often is a single or a divorced woman who's trying to talk a woman into leaving her husband. We have no place doing that. A single woman have no business telling a married woman what she should do in her marriage if she's not married. I've seen this even at church. I'm a minister. I see this going on every week, week after week, in different churches. People are people. Just because they're a church member doesn't mean they're above giving bad advice. You have to be careful on the advice you get. There are quite a few home wreckers in this world. They'll ruin their own marriage. Now they want to ruin yours too. So you have to be careful. You have to pray. Go to God. A husband and wife must renew their commitment to each other. And as we go through talking about God's divine order today, many Christians have been persecuted because the government interfered with the church. How many times you see it every day on the radio, on the TV, where they're trying to stop this in the family, this in the church, and the government come in. Even now, many states are seeking to eliminate tax-exempt status for church. Even now, many states seek to have families been destroyed by the government, especially through certain CPS, DC, FS. So many people have come in outside of the family and out of God's divine order. The church must come before the government in matters of faith, education, and our children. We see the consequences of reversing God's order. When you take God out of things, you see how everything gets to be chaos. See how they took out God out of the school, out of prayer, out of this. You can still, your children can still pray. Your children can still do the things pertaining to what God said. But you see how things have been taken out of order, how to, out of context, how they want to take "In God We Trust" off of the money. That's a divine order God put in place. But how many things, if you sit down and think about it, how many things have been taken out of context of the Word of God? And today, as I was reading and going over this subject on divine order, how so quick we can forget who's in charge. God is in charge. He started a divine order when he gave us the Word of God, when he put Adam on this earth, how he made woman from Adam, which was Eve, and how the enemy came in and tried to disrupt and deceive Eve to thinking what he wanted her to think, and how she went to Adam. God gave Adam the commission. He told Adam what to do. He had the dominion over how to name the animals, how to do what. But we let the enemies come in and to destroy everything that God has set up through the word of God. And we know wherever the Bible seeks to strengthen marriage, family, and church, the devil works to destroy them. And you'll find that in John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. When you have time, read that. We know people are going to be people. We know people are dirty. They're rotten sinners. We can read that in Romans 3 and 23. And sometimes Christians sometimes let their guards down and forget this fact. This is dangerous. Tenders in church for women to idolize the pastor above their own husband. This is not good. Some women have even given their pastor control, power, instead of their own husband. You're to hear what the man of God has to say. But you do not put everybody and everything before. If God has blessed you with a husband, you ought to become one. Not separate, not everything come between you and your husband. This is a sin. It is wrong and sinful for a woman to idolize her pastor or any other man outside of her husband. Therefore, the word of God says, therefore, they are no more twined but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. That's taken from Matthew's. The 19th chapter in the 6th verse. Also from Mark 10 and 9, it says, what therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Did you read that? Let not man put asunder. That as simply as that folks, nothing but nothing should ever come between a husband and wife. That means nothing. No person or group shall ever separate a husband and a wife. Notice that nowhere in the Bible does it say that God has joined us to our family, our neighbors, or our church. God has only joined the husband and wife, but it is to be the strongest of all relationships. Unfortunately, society has launched out all-out attack on the marriage. Government tax laws and many other laws penalizing people for being married. Married people are disqualified from certain benefits, thus many couples refuse to marry. The government discourages marriage. If you really think about it, when you go to certain areas, certain places to get help, you find out that they want you to be by yourself. If you're on Social Security, if you marry, it's a stipulation through the government. That's out of God's divine order, that if you're making a certain amount, they'll cut your check, or you don't get a check when y'all become one. It's so many things in divine order that as I was studying, that I came up to this here. And a lot of people do not realize this here. How you can be, I met a man that divorced his wife just because he was disabled to be able to get benefits. They wouldn't give him benefits because they were married. In certain areas depend, and I couldn't understand that, so I went to try to investigate that to find out, why would you divorce your wife, that you have a home, y'all have lived together 13, 14, and 15 years, but you became disabled for you to get benefits. Hers will be cut off, or you won't get any. And I thought about that, so I checked into it to see, was this really true? Is it where people have come in, the world have come in, and try to cut off the things that God have prepared as a divine order for us? And that's why I broke it down into the different segment on God's divine order, how the word of God says divine order should be set up through God. It's through God, marriages, families, ministry, church, together, government. And how that has intertwined and how it has come about that we are not living the way God would have us to live. We're going to buy away things the people say and not what God say. That's not the way God would have it to be. And in addition, courts are often unfair in a divorce. So many people you see every day getting divorced. The lawyer and the judges make out like bandits, but the couple loses. Bankruptcy often follows divorce. It's a shame that America has the highest divorce rate in the world. We're still talking about God's divine order. I know you never thought about it like this, but society has hurt marriages through incarceration. Prison is sinful and wrong. I do prison ministry, and I see how many men is behind bars because they're trying, some of them are trying to take care of their families. When they get without a job, people are losing their homes, not foreclosure. They don't know which way to turn. They think suicide is a way out, but that's the wrong way out. That's not the right way. The Bible teaches us either restitution or execution, depending upon the crime. There were no prison in Israel during the early Old Testament time. It is sinful to separate a husband and a wife. God never intended for humans to be caged like animals. And this is one reason God instituted the death penalty. It is unfair for a wife to suffer because her husband goes to prison for life. The Bible says she is committing adultery if she remarries. Matthew 5:32. But so what does she do? What does she do? You have to go to the Word of God. You can't go to the media, to people. You got to go strictly with the Word of God for God's divine order on what he is saying. And I go right back to Mark 10:9. It says, what therefore God has joined together, let not man asunder. You ladies should be careful not to brag about your past in front of your husband. In fact, you should make it a habit to brag on your husband in front of your pastor. Your husband should brag on his wife. This is loyalty. Everyone has good and bad habits. You brag on what's good there is and see how it falls in love with you. At a minimum, well, you truly love him. You admire him. Women and men on this line that's listening today, even single men and women, go with divine order. It's nowhere in God's word where it say boyfriend and girlfriend. I had heard that so much that I really started searching the word. When God had a divine order, when he set up the divine order through the word of God, he said the man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. That means women, single women, you're not out there to be looking for a mate. God will give you the mate that he so have for you to desire in his heart. He's going to give it to you. Likewise, men, you should not be running from woman to woman. That's out of God's divine order. God will give you the mate that he wants you to have. And we are wondering why is so many diseases and everything that's rampant in the world today, because we out of God's divine order. If we live to God's divine order, we would not have so much sickness and disease upon the land. You do not have to test this one, test that one, and test that one. Let God be in control of your life. That go for single women, single men, men and women that are married. Live in the covenant with God have given us to do. And as I was reading that, the husband have ownership right over his wife, and the wife have ownership right over her husband. This is scripture. Nobody has a right to touch you in no particular place other than your husband. Nobody should be grabbing at you. And we are wondering why the prison system are running over with rapists and all this. We have to pray, listeners, on the radio today. We need to fast and pray. It's too much going on out of the divine order of God. And we as women and men of God need to be on our faith, praise and asking God to reveal to us the direction for us to go, that we may stay in his divine order. We just can't just do no anything just because it comes to our mind. Just because we have an idea don't mean it's a God idea. We have to remember that. We have to go through what the Word of God said. He left that. That's our blueprint for life, for us to do what he is saying to do. So we have to go up and be lined up with the Word of God. And the only way we're going to follow God's divine order is we need to be lined up through the Word of God. Take the scriptures. Take the verses. Read them. Go through. Dissect. Get you some concordance, some other things that will help you to understand what the scripture is saying. Go to God in prayer, and he will surely reveal it to you. I am primarily speaking to you, ladies, simply because it's the men who are exalted in most churches, the pastor, the assistant pastor, the deacon, etc., etc. These men are on their best behavior at church, wearing their best clothing, and so forth. Same likewise with women. It would be very easy for a woman to let down her guard and have too much trust in one or more of these men. Don't do it. Like saying, be nice to everybody, but trust no one. I'm going to make a very good statement here. If you and your spouse are not the best of friends after 10 years of marriage, something is very wrong. This means that no one should be able to divide your marriage. This means that your mother knows she is on the outside looking in, where she belongs. This means that you're not closer friends with someone at church, working, etc. It's sad that a woman could be closer to her employer than to her own husband. But this is all too common. You see it, read about it every day. Many wives have run off with their managers, co-workers, and associates, and etc. This is wicked. By the way, I believe that a mother's place is in the home. The Apostle Paul gives this godly advice in 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, the 14th and the 15th verse. And through the Word of God, this is what it said. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachful. For some are already turned aside after Satan. 1 Timothy 5:14 and 15. And when you read about that, you see, if you're not doing what God said, you out of God's divine order. His divine order come marriage, bear children, guide the house, take care of the house. Not be a reproach to your husband. By me being in ministry and outreach, I'm hearing things every day from people that I come in contact with. That would make me derive at doing today God's divine order. Because we have let our life get out of order. We are not coming before God and putting our life in order and lining up with God. We have taken a ball and run to the left, to the right, and not listening to God. Stand still, men and women of God, and listen to what God is telling you. Children are going AWOL all throughout the land. We're wondering what's happening to them. It's beginning at home. They see mother and dad is not close. Mother and dad is not bringing the family together. We see where we used to could trust a pastor, we could trust the farmer, we could trust the policeman. We can't trust nobody but God. If the man that's head of the house is not holding the family together, you just think about accountability. We're accountable to God when we are not doing what God said do. We have to go back to the basic, radio listeners. We need to be listening to what God is saying. He's given us instruction from the Word of God. And we have to be mindful on what we do and what we say before our children. We can't just do no anything. Can you imagine a society that is so advanced that people don't even have the time to raise children anymore? The TV is raising them. The gangs is raising them. The next door neighbor's trying to take care of theirs and yours. That should not be. That's out of the divine will of God. That is not what God wants us to do. And we should take heed now. And spend more time teaching our children. Teaching them how to work at home so they know how to hold a job when they go out once they leave home. You know, I mentioned the workplace because the government has interfered with families by forcing mothers to go to work. When God set it up, where God, the woman was supposed to be at home to take care of the family, see about her husband, her children, fall in line with the divine order. I know with the economy, the way it's going now, it takes 2 and 3 people working in the same household to keep everything going. But just remember, divine order. If we would do with what God has given us to do, we could go a whole lot further. Just think about it. If you would go and do what God say do, follow his instruction as the word of God have given to us, do you think we would be in divorce court? We would be filing bankruptcy? We would be trying to live from paycheck to paycheck? If we actually went before God and did what God said and followed his instruction, don't you know that we would be able to do the things he tell us to do? We could live the way he told us to live. We could say the things that he have taught us to say. When you think about on the money part, we have rates, high interest rate, inflation, our buying power. Most American people and big companies are in debt. We have to pay for these 3 houses just to get one because of outrageous interest rate. When you think of the central bank could cause another. Some of you all have lived through a depression, Great Depression, overnight simply by greatly increasing the money supply. More money means less buying power. Thus, to be able to live anywhere above poverty, both parents are forced to go to work. Even still, families are having a tough time making it. Bankruptcy are at an all-time high. Property forfeit have skyrocketed. We don't even have some of the things we would like to have. But we have food on the table. When we think about the cars, we're not kidding ourselves. Look how many car lots have gone out of business in the last 6 months. How many people that have lost a job by thousands? When we just think about it. When you just can't help but say, God, what am I doing wrong? What can I do better? And, you just have to come to a point in time in your life that you can't help but say, Lord, I'm doing things wrong. I'm not following your plan like you say. I need to go back to the basics. I need to follow the word of God. And to follow the word of God, I have to go back to doing what you say do. So today on divine order, you need to line up your life before God. Lined up, no matter who you are, no matter what walk of life you're in right now. Don't allow your family to meddle in your business and other people. Get your family together. It's charity. I was taught, begin at home and spread abroad. So men and women of God, y'all going to have to come together as family. Don't allow everyone to come in and control your family. Everyday mothers, single mothers, are wondering how they can control their children. They have letting it get out of hand. The children is running the household. The children don't want to listen to the mother or the father anymore. Their family, their outside family, what they consider outside family, their friends and peers, are telling them what to do at home. That should not be. We're out of God's divine order. It's time for us to set divine orders in our homes. That way when we go to the churches and to the workplace, we can tell who's a family and who's, other words, who's functional and who's dysfunctional. So today we should be living in a divine order that God has set forth for us to live in. And going to God's word will instruct us and give us divine order. It's time out for playing patty cake with people. It's time to step up to the plate and say what thus saith the Lord. Too long that we have been sitting in the back of the bus, in the back of our mind, letting everybody control what's going on in our household. It's time out for that. It's time for us to come to the forefront. It's time for us to do what God has said and ordained for us to do. A lot of you are wondering why your ministries have not went any further, because you're not obeying what God has set forth for you to do. He's given you, you the visionary over a ministry. But you have to line up with what God is saying. A divided house can't stand. If you having problems in your home have not lined up. How can men and women of God, how can you get in the pulpit week after week and tell others about what thus said the Lord, about raising their families, about doing what thus said the Lord when your house is shaking? You got to get in line. This is in the word of God. It's not Minister Elliott just saying this out the top of her head, but just men and women of God that has been called by God. You have to line up with God. When God come back, he said in the word that he started at the house of prayer. He's starting with the church. And if the church is not lined up, if we as men and women of God are not lining up now, doing the will of God, doing God's divine order, where you think we're going to be? When people are hurting, they come to the church, not just to the building, but to the men and women of God that's supposed to be ordained by God, that's supposed to be carrying a word through God. And if we tow up from the flow up, how can we help those that's broken, coming in sparrows, coming in as babes, that need to be lifted up, need to be nurtured? If we're not right, how can we nurture God's people? We are wondering every Sunday morning, every Tuesday and Wednesday night, why our church is not flowing. We passing people every day. If our light is not shining, how you think God is feeling? How can we bring in the sheep to be nourished if we are not nourished and flourishing ourselves? How can we tell people that God is a good God and they see us tow up from the flow up? How can we go out and minister to them when we don't even have our household is not saved, but we are saying every day that we're trying to save the world. God has sent us to the nation, and our own household is tow up from the flow up. It's time, men and women of God, that we actually seek God like never before. It's time that we stop looking at the other fella and look at self. It's time that we start doing what God say do. It's time that we go back to the basic. Get our family together. We all want our family saved. And it come a point in time that we have to look at ourselves. Take that looking glass. Don't look at nobody else. Just pick up that mirror or that glass in your home, in your purse, in your car, wherever you may be, as you listening to this broadcast, and look at self. Don't judge nobody else. Make sure self is cleaned up. Look within yourself and say, God, what can I change in me? What can I do today that will make a difference in somebody else's life? How can I line up with you today, Lord, that I can bring glory not only to you, God, but to someone else? And today, The topic is God's divine order. And as I was going through this here and searching out the word and looking at God's divine order to see where I fell short on some area. Okay, God, I'm not perfect. I need to get back to basic. Before I explain to somebody else, show me what I'm lacking, what I need. Because before I can talk to you all on Broad Talk, I have to make sure I have all my ducks lined it up in the right way. Show me. I don't just pick a thing. I pray over it. I fast over it. Lord, you show me what you would want me to say to your people that's going all around the country, all around the world through Blog Talk. I want to be able to make a difference in somebody's life. If I don't help but one person or two people that's listening to me today, I want to be able to help them through the word of God. And you said we had to go back to basics. Everybody's out of God's divine order. You say it in your word. How you have set up your order through the word of God. That's why this is the blueprint you've left behind for us. And you say, look at God's divine order once more. Radio audience, is God first? He ordained marriage. He ordained family through marriage. He ordained the church with the ministry through the family that makes up the church. And then he ordained government. But they have taken it out of context from what the word of God ordained it to be. They're just running rampant throughout the world on things that God did not ordain and God did not say. So, radio listeners, no matter who's listening, whether it's morning, noon, or night, get your family together. Start praying with your family. Let them know what God said. Take them back to the basic. Let them know how to go into the word of God. Dissect it. Listen to what he's saying to you. Let him speak through the words on the pages of that Bible to you. Believe on what he's telling you. And you won't go wrong. So today, I'm hoping and praying that a lot of the men and women of God that's listening will take God's divine order, put it in perspective. So when the men and women of God that's broken down along the wayside of life come in, need to be picked up, need to be dusted off, need to be put just like that potter's wheel, they are all broken down. We all have been broken down sometime in our life. We all have went through something. And God have raised us up. God have brought us to the forefront. We're not going to be back all the time. But he has us in a season and a time that he's going to bring us to the forefront. But he wants us now to be able to come up, bring others up. Like the teachers say, and the people that are saying in the meeting where no child left behind, God don't want no child of God left behind. You have time. This is the dressing room. He has left you here to get it right, to get it ready. So just remember today, before I put it over to encourage yourself today, start going back to the basics. Start doing God's divine order in your life. And tell me, won't that make a difference? Start looking at your life. Am I doing all I can for my family? Not just materialistic, but just go back to the basics. Am I teaching my children how to read and write before they get to school? Am I teaching my children scriptures? Am I praying with them so they'll know how to pray? Am I telling them we're going to go to God for something? We ain't going to run to this one, to that, but are we really putting our faith and confidence in God? And if you're doing that, you can't help but being blessed. And today, if I had the tentacles of an octopus to put my hands through this line to everyone that's listened to Broad Talk, to Joy and Peace Outreach today, I love each and every one of you. Don't matter what color, what race you are, I love you, and I know God is in charge of your life today. And as we close the program today, but not God's presence, I ask you, Just go back to God's divine order. Bring some order to your household where your children will not be in trouble. Your children, I won't have to look at a lot of your children in prison for minute things that if they were being taught at home and went through what mother and dad said, you will be surprised. It would make a difference. I hear men and women crying out in prison every week. Oh, they didn't have nobody to show them this. They didn't have anybody to show them that. So the street taught them what they know. It's time to go back to basic business, to divine God order you. Go back to God's orders, and you won't go wrong. Y'all have a blessed day. I love you as Christ loved the church. And as this song come on, encourage yourself. Be encouraged today, wherever you are. Put God first. Family, marriage, church, government. Until next week, this is your host, Minister Sadie Elliott, with Joy and Peace Outreach. Love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.
Depression.